Toby Edmonds joining me there. Toby McIntosh joins me now. He's the foreman for the Matt Dunn stable. And Kiert, I think, is one I think they would have been watching the weather with. Morning, Toby.
Good morning.
Now, I reckon you would have had one eye on the weather the whole way through with this horse, Kiert, I think, looking to the Ramorny.
Yeah, we have. The rain certainly last week was a bit of a worry, but a few clear days over the last couple of days and the track's dried up and back to a six, and it'll probably improve throughout the day.
Toby, it's interesting. People sort of say he just can't handle the wet. He's had one go at the heavy and was no good. Yet on the soft, he's had eight goes, but he's had a win in 4 seconds, so he can get through it.
Yeah, he does. And, I think his only run the heavy track was in the Stradbred Group 1, so it was a real strong field that day as well. But definitely on a soft track, he's won on before, and he's placed a few times in the world. So, yeah, today looks to suit.
Now, he's Dawn 7. He'll come in with a couple of scratchings. Where do you want him in the run today?
I think his biggest thing with him is just letting him come out how he wants to find his feet. He's a horse that can tend to over-race sometimes. So I think we just come out in neutral on him and he'll find his own spot in the run and hope there's good tempo on which he can have a real nice turn of foot late.
You'd expect there's going to be a fair bit of pace on. As Toby Emmett said, he's put the blinkers on YPO. You'll think it'll hit the ground and go quick.
Yeah, he will. And he's a horse that tends to run along in front. So if we can camp somewhere behind the speed and be close enough on the turn and within striking distance, and he's up to his best, he'd be hard to beat.
Your other runners today, in the second, you've got a horse called Grove and a Bridge In, and on pedigree, it looks like it wants ground. It's out to the 1,400 today. Is that too short for it?
We think so. Second up today, he's a horse that tends to, he wants to get over further, and this could just be another stepping stone for him. But his first up run probably looked a lot worse than what it was. He got back in a slowly run race, and so today, if the speed's on, he could be getting to the line late, but he's one to watch later on.
All right, Maris in the third. You've got Emily Atkinson pulling the three off, and you'd need to with 63.
Yeah, we do, and he drops back to 60 kilos, and he had a nice trial for us when he first got to us, and he won that really well, and his work's been really good since. So with the 3 kilos off, he's really in really well.
All right, you've also got that race Doctor on Ice. It was handy at Mwillimbah Casino before its last run at Doomben.
Yeah, he was always off the track there, and we had the blinkers on him, and he just tended to over-race, so we've took the blinkers off him today and hopefully we can spot away somewhere in the race and he can really find the line.
Now, race four, you've got to be a real live chance here, Toby, in Malawi Gold.
Yeah, we do. And his last one was really good. He was off the track throughout the trip and we think up to the mile will suit him today and he's a really strong chance, we think.
Maspoeta, I reckon, again, you're going to shake the life out of race five with it.
Yeah, he's a horse that he's had a freshen up between his last run. He's obviously back in distance, but he's had a real nice freshen up and he just drew a little bit of an awkward alley. So we'll have to see what we get to do in the run, but he's one that will be really hitting the line.
All right, and then we go to the final event, race eight. You got Dixie in first up the other day, a nice win at Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, it was a really good win, and she was really strong throughout the line, and everything she did there was very pleasing. So second up today, she should be fitter and she should be running on well.
All right, and what about Manila missing that race as well?
She's had two trials for us, and she's first up today, and both the trials have been good without asking her to do too much, so we're expecting her to run well today, and we think she'll be right there in the finish.
All right, so the pick of yours today, I mean, you've got a terrific chance in the Ramorny with Care to Think. What's your pick of the day?
He's a stable favourite, Care to Think, so it's very hard to go past him. It's probably one of our best for the day, but other than him, probably Malawi Golden Race 4.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best. As I said, you got some terrific chances there today. And if I can give you some sort of confidence, it is just blue sky, not a cloud around, and the track looks fantastic.
That's what we want to hear.
Good on you, Toby. Good luck.
Thank you very much.